Well, hello. This is Battle Plan. This is Dr. Charlie, and I'm here with Battle Plan, a spiritual warfare and daily living podcast. I'm so excited to share with you today. Today, I want to start in Ephesians, talking about the whole armor of God. In Ephesians 6:11, it says, "Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against the strategies of the devil." Such a great scripture. I would like to talk to you today and ask this question. Can children put on the armor and effectively beat the enemy at his game? I would say yes, they can. Many years ago, I had a transitional home for homeless women and children, and we had families everywhere all the time. And every morning, all the kids would get ready to go to school. And I would come out and I would have a short devotional with them. And then we would put on the armor of God. We would all say it together and we would do fun hand motions. It was a great time. Well, one of the ladies graduated from the program and she met a man and she got married and she moved to West Texas. Well, she had a daughter named Zoe. And I can't even tell you how many times I had gone through the armor of God with Zoe. And Zoe was a bright young lady. She was fun to be around, but she was kind of quiet. And even after they moved to West Texas, her mother told me that they would still do the armor of God before school in the mornings, which I thought was awesome that they had taken something they'd learned in our ministry program and they were living a lifestyle of putting on the armor of God every day before school. It just so happened that Zoe's new stepdad had a motorcycle that he rode back and forth to work, and they ended up joining a biker church out in West Texas. And when they joined the biker church, they got involved in different things that the bikers did. And one of the things that they did was Toys or Tots run. So 3 days before Christmas, Zoe with her new stepdad gets on the motorcycle. They join all the other bikers from the biker church and they go on a Toys for Tots run, had a great time. On the way home, a truck pulled out in front of Zoe and her stepdad, and they were going at a high rate of speed. And they unfortunately hit the truck, and her stepdad died instantly. Zoe was thrown from the motorcycle and was life-flighted to Children's in Fort Worth. I got a frantic call from Zoe's mother. They were so far away. And she said, "Can you please go be with Zoe at the hospital until I can get there? Because you are so much closer and you can get there before I can." So, of course, I did. And I get to the emergency room at Fort Worth Children's just about the time that Zoe did. I walk into the emergency room and it was something out of a movie. There were so many people. They were all focused on Zoe. They were all focused on whatever it was that they needed to do, but it was a room full of at least 20 plus people. Zoe was in a neck brace. Zoe had internal bleeding. She had bleeding on the brain. Her jaw was broken in multiple places. She had multiple broken bones. And it was just not a good situation. But Zoe was awake. And I just leaned down and I said, "Hey, honey, it's Miss Charlie." I could tell that she recognized me. I could tell that she was nervous. And I would have been too. She was scared. But I wanted to comfort her. And I said, "Now, I'm not going to leave your side until your mama gets here. But is there anything that I can do for you? Is there anything that you want?" And to this day, it is so hard for me to say this. I've told this story so many times, but do you know little Zoe looked me dead in the eye and said, "Armor up." And it just pierced my heart. And I said, "You want to put on the armor? Okay, we're going to armor up." Well, I said it loud because I wanted to make sure that she could hear me. But actually, everyone in the emergency room did. And it was like God put a pause on time in that room. And everyone stopped, everyone, and bowed their heads. And I repeated Ephesians 6. I put on the armor of God for Zoe and everyone in that room. And when I said, and because we have all, we stand against all, amen, the entire room said, amen. Men. And do you know, within an hour, they determined that there was no more bleeding on her brain and no more internal bleeding. They couldn't even find it. In fact, Zoe's faith and Zoe's determination to put on the armor of God and to live out her what she knew to be the truth of the word of God proved to bring miracles into her life again and again. They said that she would not walk for 6 months on, maybe even as much as 12 months. They had to, but she walked out of the hospital a month later. They had done surgery on her jaw and wired her jaw shut and said that it would be months and months before she could do anything but eat through a straw, and 2 weeks later, her jaw was healed. Every time someone came in with a negative report into that child's hospital room, they would report or they would give a diagnosis, and she would say, "I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. I don't receive that in the name of Jesus." This 10-year-old was saying those things, and they would say, "You don't understand," and she would say, "My God is bigger than that." And literally 1 month after the accident, Zoe left the hospital and she ran track in high school. She's now gone to college. She's going to be very successful. She's a bright young woman, and she has overcome all the things that came from that one horrible, horrendous day. I challenge you. Are you putting on the armor as part of your personal battle plan? It may seem like it's something for others, or maybe it's something for children, or maybe you never thought about doing it with your children. I encourage you, put on that armor, wear it every day, put it on before you go to sleep at night. It will make a difference. Thank you for joining me for Battle Plan. If you would like to reach out to us, we encourage you. You can go to our website at active-faith.org, or you can reach us at info@active-faith.com. This has been Dr. Charlie.